Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Joseph Hall is with us, and he'll be performing this weekend, coming up on Friday night at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic, as the Atlantic BPW holds a fundraising concert event as Joseph Hall performs as Elvis. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How you doing, sir?
Well, very fine. Thank you so much. How long, Joseph, have you been doing Elvis?
Seems like forever, really. I've been doing it, I'm coming up about 14 years now.
Wow. How'd you get started? What got you interested?
Elvis is sort of passed down to me, really. My dad is a big Elvis fan, so growing up, you know, we always heard Elvis in the minivan, and eventually it just sank in. And when I was 21 years old, Dad took me out to Las Vegas, and I saw a really cool Elvis show out there, and I thought, man, this is what Elvis was like. You know, I got to check it out. So I did, and I instantly just became a big Elvis fan right there at the age of 21. And I thought, you know what, maybe I can mess around with this. And so I just kind of started doing a little shaking, a little lip curling. And before you know it, turned into a full-time gig.
So how much of you is Elvis? How much has Elvis morphed into your regular life?
Honestly, I listen to Elvis every day. You know, he's my musical hero. So, you know, he's a real big influence on my job, of course. But I mean, the Elvis show is Elvis show. You know, when I'm on stage, you know, I do my tribute to the king of rock and roll. And then when I'm off stage, I'm just a regular old average Joe with a wife and three boys.
Okay. Well, no, I know your father helps out with bookings and kind of helps to manage things along the way. So is this kind of a family affair with you?
It is a family affair. You know, my dad's my manager, and my sister, she's the tech, so she runs all the sound and all the lights and all the music, and, you know, and my mom, and she works the costumes. And so, I mean, it's a full family affair, you know. We just going out there entertaining audiences and just making people happy.
Well, I was guessing, I didn't know, but I was kind of guessing that somebody in the family probably had something to do with the costumes. That's probably one of the tougher jobs.
Yeah, it's a tough job. You know, I get my costumes through a costume company, but my mom is the one that upkeeps all the costumes. She keeps them sparkling, she keeps them looking good, she keeps them looking clean, and I mean, she keeps it all stage ready. So, yeah, she's, you know, thank God for Gain.
Well, I'm guessing that's a big part of the show. If the costume's not right, it's not going to seem authentic.
You got to have the right costume, man. You got to have the jumpsuit. You know, we all know that Elvis is in the high collar and the jumpsuits and the jewels and the rings and the sunglasses, and I mean it's the whole thing. He was the king of cool for sure.
Well, and we can talk all day about all the baubles and the flash and the glitz and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, it's about the music. And there are a lot of people that try to do him, but he was such an incredibly gifted performer. It's difficult to really get that down.
Oh man, it's crazy. You know, Elvis Presley's timeless. You know, I once saw this thing that said Elvis the original. You know, and when you sit to think about it for just a minute, I mean, you really think that, you know what, he was the original. He was it. He was, you know, he came out right at the right time. He peaked right at the right time. He was the right person for the job. You know, he had a 22-year legacy, and it was just, it was amazing. I mean, his catalog of music, I mean, expanded all across the board. It wasn't just rock. It was rock and roll, rhythm and blues. It was country. It was gospel. I mean, he did Christmas. I mean, it was just, he was the ultimate performer. And so to go up on stage, you know, my job is simply to pay tribute to Elvis Presley with the utmost respect to his legacy, to his music, and especially to his fans, because, you know, Elvis fans are, they're a special breed of fans, you know, and we care about Elvis, and and so to go out there, you know, you really got to go out there and try to do the man justice and you know, just do it in the right fashion.
Well, and you talked about, you kind of named off a whole bunch of genres that he was involved in, too. Do you try to honor a little bit of all of that in your show?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we cover it all. We do country Elvis, we do gospel Elvis, we do rock and roll Elvis, we do hits Elvis. We do a lot of the B-sides, you know, because sometimes you get those really strong Elvis fans, and when you play those rare songs, and they just go absolutely ballistic because they, you know, they were caught off guard, and they're like, you know what, I didn't think anybody knew that song. I didn't think I was going to hear that song tonight. And so we try to cover as much. We do about 30 songs in the show. It's a 90 minute show, and we just go right through it. You know, we open up with the Vegas years, and we do a lot of the movie tunes in there as well too. So I mean, it's a big celebration of Elvis. We do we have a lot of candid Elvis pictures and to use for our media. And so I mean, it's an Elvis experience. It really is. You know, and you know, I love what I do. I love what I do. I'm a big Elvis fan. That's what I want people to take away from it. You know, I'm a big Elvis fan.
Well, you know, and you watch artists who travel on stage, and you know, even their own songs, people don't realize sometimes they sing them thousands and thousands and thousands of times, and sometimes you just want to put a little extra spin on it or something a little bit different. You're doing someone else's music and trying to emulate them. So how does this not get repetitive for you? How do you keep it fresh?
Honestly, the way I keep it fresh is it's the audience. It's knowing that I'm going out to a new audience. And to know that, you know, most of these people are probably seeing the show for the first time. So, you know, I got to go out there with that mentality that I have to do my job and I have to try to exceed their expectations. And that's honestly what keeps me going, you know. And then when I have fans that are repeats that come to the shows, you know, it's the same thing, same mentality. You know, I raised the bar to this level. Now, you know, I got to try to raise it to this level, you know. And I'm just constantly wanting to get better at my craft. I don't think that there's ever going to be another Elvis Presley. I don't think that there's ever going to be another entertainer to quite do what he did in this industry, you know, and I recognize that, and I know that, but I want to go out there and do the best that I can possibly do for the Elvis fan.
You bet. Well, and you've performed here before.
I have. I've performed there a couple of times. In fact, the last time I was there, we set the fire alarms off, so... We know this time not to bring the fog machine.
Okay, well,
and the whole fire department, everybody come out, and I was like, oh man, yeah. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, they heard you were performing; they want to see the show. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's right. We just set the alarms off, man. You know?
Whatever we can do to fill the house. Well, and speaking of, we want to do that this Friday. We want to fill the house as best we can. I know it's been a difficult year for everybody this year with COVID, and BPW has had to cancel, postpone some of their fundraising events. So this is one of their few fundraising opportunities this year, and I know you probably are getting a little cabin fever too, wanting to get out and have some fun with the audience as well. So we want to get folks to buy these tickets. I know you guys have an online way to folks to be able to purchase tickets.
Correct. You can go to my website, josephhallelvis.com, or you can call our box office number. I know a lot of people like to talk to a ticket agent, so you can call our box office number. That's also on my website, 800-346-2427.
All right, very good. Now, the show is coming up this Friday, September 4th, at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. They'll open the doors at 6:30. Show will get underway at 7:30, and there's no goofing around. You're getting right into it, right?
I get right into it, man. I mean, 7:30, lights go down, and the 2001 Odyssey theme pops up, and boom, I come blazing out of there with a white jumpsuit, ready to rock and roll.
That's just exactly what you would expect. Very good. So, do you know every Elvis song ever recorded?
No, I just know 30, enough to fill a show. Well, no, I tell you what, I've heard a lot of Elvis songs, but you know, I don't personally, I could probably do about maybe 70 Elvis songs, maybe closer to 80 or 90. But I mean, Elvis Presley recorded over 700 songs. You know, that's a lot of material.
Well, he was a hard worker, but he didn't write his own music. He performed music that was written and did a lot of covers of different things, especially all the gospel songs and things. He didn't shy away from too much. When someone asked him about possibly performing this next song, he pretty much would take after it.
Well, you know, I really think that's kind of like how it was back in the day. You know, you had your songwriters and, you know, and they wanted to get that song to the big guy. You know, they wanted Elvis Presley to sing their songs because they knew if Elvis sang it, you know, the chances of it being, you know, big hit, you know, was going to be good for them. you know?
Yeah, most of the time.
So, you know, nowadays it's a little different. Nowadays, you know, songwriters are performing their own music and musicians. But, you know, I feel back then, you know, there was a lot of songwriters. And, you know, I know there's a story that Roy Orbison came to Elvis Presley's house one day because he wrote a song for Elvis to sing. And he wrote Only the Lonely for Elvis Presley. And now just to think that Elvis Presley would be singing Only the Lonely, I mean, that's a beautiful song. But what ended up happening was Roy got to Graceland and Elvis was taking a nap and didn't want to be disturbed. And so Roy said, well, you know what? I'll just record it myself. And boom, and turned out to be a big hit for Roy Orbison. So crazy, huh?
Yeah, well, sometimes things work out that way. Very good.
You know what? That's just it, man. You know, life just has a funny way of just working out, you know? And, you know, like you said earlier, you know, with the way this whole year has been, you know, I've looked at it. I try to stay positive, and, you know, I've been able to spend a lot of time at home with my family, my children, and, you know, we've made a lot of good moments in the last few months, and, you know, it's been a blessing in some ways, you know.
You bet. Well, and now it's time to get back out and have some fun again, too. So
let's get back out and entertain these people, because yep. I know they're dying to get back out, too.
That's true. You bet. 6:30 doors open, 7:30 showtime this Friday, September 4th, at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. Joseph Hall performing Elvis. Isn't it funny? We've gone this whole time. We've never mentioned his last name. That's how famous he is. Elvis Presley. There, I just said the last name. All right. There'll be some food before the concert as well, provided by the BPW. They do a lot of good for the community. So help them out and enjoy a great show. Joseph, thank you so much for your time. Have a great show Friday.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.